traffic.
Looks like both loops of the Beltway are seeing some jam traffic right now in the area between New Hampshire Avenue and 270. Then on the outer loop, it's going to be stop and go again from Telegraph Road to the Wilson Bridge. Southbound delays on 395 remain off and on jam-ups from Washington Boulevard down to Duke Street, with delays continuing much heavier southbound on 95 in Virginia. A mess still because of an earlier accident near the Fairfax County Parkway. You've got crawling delays back to 644. Then northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, watch out for a crash blocking the left lane near the Goddard Space Flight Center. Got some jam traffic back to the Beltway. That's your traffic up to the minute.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. We're sponsored by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my co-host last week, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and he will be joining us to share in the hosting of the show. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we will cover a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise, and whatever topic you want to discuss. Our lines are open, and they're open now, at 301-984-2173. That's 301-984-2173. Now, we'll give you some helpful suggestions and spice it up with controversies as much as we can, and we will include some special guests. Remember, this show is streamlined through the station website, which is ProgressiveTalk1260.com. Now, for this hour, we're going to cover a few topics of interest. Problems with the food pyramid is our beginning one, and the square meal alternative. On MedWatch, we'll talk about medication-nutrient interactions, some of the problems with medications. We'll try to do that at every show, try to cover one or two medications and what to look out for and what to discuss with your physician if you're on the medication. Now, the nutrient topic of the day is magnesium, and it is the most important mineral in the body, so we'll spend some time on that. We'll also be talking about problems with products for children. This issue of safety and products for children is certainly a big one, and we'll cover tidbits from vaccines to sippy cups. And we'll also cover tidbits on produce washing and always green tips. What is green and what is not green, and how you can help the environment very simply. Well, let's get rolling on food groups and the pyramid. First of all, there are only three food groups for human beings, and that hasn't changed in 2.2 million years. It's protein, fat, and carbohydrate. And proteins are broken down into animal and vegetable sources. Some people like to call the animal sources foods with faces, or certainly products that come from foods with faces. So that's seafood, meats, poultry, eggs, milk products, animal milk products. Now, there are also vegetable source proteins, and those include beans, nuts, and seeds. So they are vegetable source. They have a lot of fiber. They're also carbohydrates, but they're also good sources of protein. And carbohydrates include vegetables, fruits, grains, and then beans, nuts, and seeds, the ones we mentioned before as also proteins. And then fats. And fats occur in all foods. Most people aren't aware there's even a little bit of fat in lettuce. Now, we don't think of lettuce as having a lot of fat, and it's certainly not a major source. But protein, fat, and carbohydrate are spread throughout the food groups. Now, when we look at fats, we have saturated fats, and we make those in the body so we don't have to consume them. But it isn't as evil to consume them as we are led to believe. Unsaturated fatty acids are monounsaturates that has a single bond, and what that translates to in layman's terms is olive oil and avocado oils. Polyunsaturated oils include the essentials, omega-3, which most people are familiar with as fish oil, and omega-6, essential fatty acids found in vegetable oils. And we'll bring these topics up from time to time, so I'm just laying the groundwork. Now, the pyramid that we had for about 20 years was responsible for the greatest increase in diabetes and obesity this country has ever experienced. And it is no wonder. It's really a pyramid that was designed to create those. At the bottom of the pyramid, the base, the largest part, were all of the refined grains. Now, when you grind grains into flour, what you get is pure glucose, and it raises blood sugar higher than a tablespoon of sugar. There were vegetables and fruits in there, but there was also an entire food group for dairy, and dairy is not a food group. Protein's a food group, and dairy is a choice. Cow milk products are a choice. And they did have a protein section, but it's unusual that dairy would be considered a food group when over 2.2 million years of human history on Earth, we've only consumed milk products, cow milk products, for up to 10,000 years. That sounds like a lot of time, but it's really a small amount of time in human history. So it really wasn't a core food in humans, nor were grains, because humans had to be domesticated and learn how to soak and ferment and cook the grains. And beans were also not part of our diet until humans learned how to cook and handle them. This pyramid, the problem pyramid that put all fats as bad, up with sugars, finally was dumped, and the new pyramid is not much better. It also has six food groups and has a food group reserved for dairy. I have a lot of problems with that being the case. Also, it's very difficult on the new pyramid. You can go online and you have to access it and you have to click six times on each of six segments to figure out which foods are in that segment, how many you should eat, what is the proportion. I like to talk about the square meal. Just think of a picnic plate, an oval picnic plate or a square plate. They're in vogue today. And you draw a line down the middle. Half that plate is considered is what we want for vegetables. Now, most people are filling that half of their plate with breads and pasta and grains and starches. What we really want to do is fill it with vegetables, all kinds. They can be raw, cooked, in soups, mixed together, salad and vegetables at the meal. But half that plate should be vegetables. On the other half of the plate, it's divided in half. So basically, you have a fourth of the plate reserved for protein. And those choices include fish, poultry, meat, eggs, beans, nuts, seeds, and cow milk products, if tolerated. Those are all the major protein foods. Now, all humans need protein, but they don't have to have a particular kind. We don't have to consume milk products in order to satisfy protein. It's a choice, and we certainly can. The bottom fourth of that plate is for starches and fruits. And those can raise blood sugar too easily. I would rather see somebody eat half of a baked potato than a piece of bread. The bread is too refined, and we've talked about this before, that refined grains are pure glucose. I would rather someone eat a fruit than drink juice. So that's the square meal in a nutshell. Now, that doesn't cover water, and I just wanted to bring that up. Water for adults is half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 120 pounds, you need 60 ounces of water. Now, if your diet has a lot of vegetables in it, you're getting water in those foods, and you wouldn't need as much. If your diet is heavy in grains, you might need more. So the water can vary. It's good to consume water between meals and not overdo it at the meal. So we've talked about the square plate. We've also talked about protein and a word on fiber. For adults, we need 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. Children, it's their age plus 5 grams. So if a child's 5, they need 10 grams of fiber. These are easy tips for you. I'm Dana Lake, and we're going to be back after the break with some more interesting tidbits. Our phone lines are open, 301-984-2173. If you have a question or a comment, we welcome you on the show.
Because dissent is the American way. Progressive Talk, 1260.
1260.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Are you taking a calcium supplement to prevent bone loss? Be careful. You may be kidding yourself. Calcium by itself is not enough. That's why Village Green Apothecary recommends Pathway Bone Guardian, a unique formulation that contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, I'm Dana Lake. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. We are going to talk in this segment, what I call MedWatch. We'll talk about some of the medications. We'll also talk about a nutrient, magnesium. Now, if you were listening to the show when you tuned in, on the news you heard a blurb about Avandia being possible risk for heart attacks. And this is something that's not hard to look up. I use a PDR, and we also have a mini PDR. I love this book called Food Medication Interactions, and it's available online and it's available to anybody. So when we look at Avandia, what do we find in some of the complications? First of all, it's used for diabetes, and what it does is it improves the insulin sensitivity in muscle and fat tissue. So it's used to reduce blood glucose levels, but it has some side effects that aren't so pretty. Number one, it increases weight significantly. An increased weight increases insulin resistance and ends up raising blood glucose. And the weight increase is significant. Patients that are on it do complain of gaining weight pretty quickly. There's some other things that it does that can be a concern. So even though it lowers the glucose, it does increase cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and can lower HDLs and raise triglycerides, and all of those are risks for cardiovascular problems. And this is something that people aren't aware of when they're given a medication. If you read that sheet that comes with it, you may discover it, or you can go online and look it up. But it's not hard to understand why Avandia would be associated with increases in cardiovascular problems or a heart attack with the increased weight and the increased lipid levels. There's another medication that's common. A lot of people are on beta blockers such as atenolol, and there's a whole family of these. And what they do is they slow the whole system down. Even the ones that are supposed to be only cardio-specific, they slow the cardiovascular system down. And what that does is reduce your benefit from aerobic exercise. So if you're out there walking a treadmill and you're trying to get your heart rate up, you're not going to achieve the aerobic capacity. So when that happens, you're more likely to put on weight, and it makes it more difficult to lose weight. And that is one of the chief complaints that patients have on beta blockers. Now, there are other choices that doctors can use, especially for lowering blood pressure. There are choices called ACE inhibitors and angiotensin II receptor antagonists. Those are long words, but they don't have these side effects that the beta blockers have. Now, if you're somebody that has an arrhythmia, then a beta blocker may be your only choice, but you just need to be aware of what to look for. They can also contribute to fatigue and depression. And it is not unusual when patients are put on a beta blocker for their triglycerides to go up. Again, that's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, because increased triglycerides also increase the LDL cholesterol, because that's where they're carried, and they store around the middle, and that's where the weight gain occurs. So it's very important to talk to your physician about this. And if you have diabetes or you're borderline diabetic, those on beta blockers may find their blood glucose going up. So here we have a medication that we take for high blood pressure to protect the heart, but it can have side effects that are detrimental. So look it up in the online, look it up in one of these nice little books, that Food Medication Interaction Guide. And every show we'll try to talk about some of the medication nutrient interactions and medication interactions. I did want to cover a little bit on magnesium. I mentioned that it was the most important mineral in the body. It's responsible for 75% of all the enzyme functions in the body, and it's actually the fourth most abundant mineral in the body. It's my favorite mineral because if you give magnesium, you cover a lot of bases in improving people's health. It supports all the M words: mood, mind, memory, menstrual, myocardium, that's heart, muscles, metabolism, and it affects bowel function. So what happens if we don't have enough magnesium? And before I go over those symptoms, let me tell you what can cause magnesium deficiencies and where we find it. Magnesium is most abundant in dark greens and vegetables and beans, nuts, and seeds. And it is one of the most common deficiencies in young children today because of the propensity to eat junk food. They lose a lot of magnesium, and they're not getting them. It's not unusual for an average 2 to 4 year old to have very few vegetables in their diet, and that's where magnesium is abundant. So what are the risk factors for losing it? Well, if you have diarrhea or malabsorption or maldigestion, you'll lose magnesium. If you have calcium deficiency, it's a risk for low magnesium. And if you've got alcoholism, or you consume a lot of alcohol or a lot of caffeine, that's a diuretic for magnesium. Sodas are a definite no-no. They're high in phosphorus, and they deplete magnesium. That's why I call them electrolyte antagonist. If you have any kind of bowel problem, inflammatory bowel condition, or Crohn's, or celiac, or colitis, or any kind of inflammation, then you're going to not get enough magnesium from the food. And if you're on antacids, that can also block absorption. So we have to look at not only the foods that we're taking in and how we're taking them in, but medications. What kind of medications can deplete it? Steroids, diuretics, and diuretics are the biggest culprits. Hydrochlorothiazide, which we mentioned a couple weeks ago, depletes a lot of minerals, especially magnesium. And magnesium is very important in maintaining healthy blood pressure and heart function. Digoxin also depletes it. hormone therapy or oral contraceptives, certain antibiotics, cisplatin, which is an chemotherapeutic agent, and tetracyclines. Most people aren't aware that tetracyclines can deplete a lot of nutrients besides magnesium, such as calcium, zinc, iron, B6. So we need to know these things. Let me go over the deficiencies, and they're very common. PMS is classical. The irritability. This is when magnesium is the most important in the menstrual cycle, is right in the middle of the cycle. And that's when magnesium, if it's low, you're more likely to have a severe PMS. What else can you get? Nausea, vomiting, fatigue, weakness, irritability. You snap easily, mood issues, mood disorders, depression. Constipation is classical. And children experiencing constipation, the most common cause is a lack of fiber and magnesium in the diet. And we treat them with laxatives rather than treating them with what they need. Now, the laxatives are important when the constipation is severe, but what we try to do is work the children off of laxatives and get them on the nutrients they need. And if they don't like vegetables, we puree them up and put them in spaghetti sauce or hide them in meatballs. I also mentioned mood disorders. When magnesium is low, potassium will be low, and that's a setup for heart arrhythmias and heart attacks. One sign that you might observe in yourself is brisk reflexes or easy startle. Somebody comes in the room and you jump. Noise startles you. And speaking of noise, sound sensitivity is a common symptom of magnesium deficiency. We know that distractibility is also one of the symptoms. And one of the most common findings in those with ADHD is a low magnesium. There's distractibility. There's a tendency to overreact, both neuromuscularly, maybe jumping, the startle I mentioned, or even emotionally overreacting to what is said. It is extremely responsible for toxemia of pregnancy and early deliveries, and magnesium is critical in any pregnant woman. When it's low, they will get hypertension, they will build up fluid, they will go into early labor, and one of the treatments for that is IV or injectable magnesium sulfate in the hospital. So avoiding premature labor, you can do that very easily with magnesium, and it is not in a lot of the prenatals, and if it is, it's in a very small level. High blood pressure, classical of low magnesium, and diuretics wipe it out. Cardiac arrhythmias, classical of low magnesium, and if that arrhythmia is bad enough, your vessels can spasm. When the vessels in the heart spasm, you have a heart attack. And you may have perfectly clean vessels. We're starting to see people in their 40s who experience heart attacks, have no plaque, have no cholesterol problems, but it is clear by the findings on the blood tests and by the assessments that they've had a heart attack. A heart attack occurs when there's a blockage of blood flow to the muscle. And when you're low in magnesium, those vessels can spasm. If it happens in your brain, it's a stroke. If it happens in your heart, it's a heart attack. If it happens in your leg, it's a Charlie horse. If it happens in your jaw, it's temporal mandibular joint dysfunction or problems with the jaw muscle. So muscle pain and muscle crampings are part of magnesium deficiency. And something called myoclonus, people who have legs that shake or jerk in their sleep. Children with night terrors, nightmares, even adults with nightmares and night terrors often do very well with magnesium. Now, magnesium is important for the function of serotonin, which is a very important neurotransmitter. And people that have low magnesium tend to run low in serotonin. And one of the ways that we can treat it is we can use magnesium and add the precursor to serotonin called 5-hydroxytryptophan. Bone health depends on good magnesium, and taking calcium and D without magnesium is not nearly as effective as taking calcium D and magnesium. Most people need at least half as much. The best test for magnesium is not a serum blood test, but something called a red blood cell or intracellular magnesium test. And that can be done by any lab. It's just important to let your physician know that you want an erythrocyte or red blood cell magnesium test if you want to find out how your magnesium is, what your status is. Again, I'll remind you that the food sources are dark green vegetables, all kinds of vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds, and stay away from the alcohol, caffeine, and sodas if you want to keep your magnesium levels healthy. This is Dana Lake. Thank you for joining us for this section. Be back. We have another segment, and I look forward to seeing you. This is Progressive Talk AM 1260, and you're listening to Essentials of Healthy Living.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamed is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamed is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One Multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One Multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. These revolutionary pearls aid digestion, support a healthy immune system, and are perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some controversies with regard to child safety. We know about the lead in the toys and that recall, and it's really making parents concerned. I wanted to cover first a little bit about thimerosal, which is half mercury. It's a preservative that's been used in a lot of products over the counter. It's even been used in paints, and it's been used in vaccines. Now, when you inhale or drink or eat something with mercury in it, which we all do because it's quite abundant as a pollutant, especially in certain seafoods, big old fish accumulate more. When we eat it, we do have systems to protect us from taking it in, even if we breathe it. But when it's injected, it bypasses all of our protective systems and it goes to the central nervous system. And that's why a little bit of mercury is very damaging. Interesting, Russia banned it back in the 70s. For use in vaccines, and it's been in vaccines in the United States since vaccines have been around. Mercury is a very effective preservative. It kills anything it comes into contact with, and it's a strong antibacterial agent. So the FDA started getting concerned in the 80s about the amount of thimerosal in topical products. Now, that was years after the beginning of the grassroots effort trying to get mercury removed from vaccines. And the FDA did express concern about how much mercury was in over-the-counter products. But remember, over-the-counter products aren't as harmful as injecting a certain amount of mercury. So the FDA determined that thimerosal was fine and told pediatricians, and pediatricians told their parents the same. In the meantime, it had already been removed from animal vaccines for safety reasons for the animals, and the FDA had already removed it a decade before from paints so that a child's nursery wouldn't be painted with a mercury preservative paint. Then finally, after years of evidence and pressure, the FDA suggested about 7 years ago that many vaccines, that thimerosal did not belong in vaccines and it was better to avoid them. Yet oddly, this last winter, people were instructed to go ahead and get the flu vaccine, even with thimerosal in it, even for pregnant women, which did not make sense. Now, parents still have to ask because a lot of pediatricians are not aware that thimerosal can be in the thimerosal-free vaccines. And the reason is if you have just a tiny amount, you can call it thimerosal-free. So you actually have to look it up. And there is a site called the National Vaccine Information Center, and it's www.nvic.org. And they have a mercury calculator in there and information on the vaccines. Gradually, the states are starting to ban mercury, and my guess is that once about a third of the states have banned it, the FDA will probably go for banning mercury thimerosal from vaccines. But now we're in the middle of another child safety issue, and I'm not referring to the one we're familiar with, the lead. I'm referring to something called BPA, and that's bisphenol A, BPA. And now you can find BPA-free products. And what's wrong with BPA? I'll just give you a brief history of what it is. It's used in baby bottles. It's also used in sippy cups. It's not in the nipples. It took 40 years for a grassroots effort to get nitrites out of baby bottle nipples. So they're okay. But we're still working on trying to get the BPA out. And in 1905, it was first synthesized. And then in 1953, the manufacturing process developed for polycarbonate, a plastic material that's what's used in these products, that uses BPA as the starting substance. Then by 57, there was a lot of commercial production in the United States, and Europe followed a year later. Then in 99, Consumer Reports started raising concerns that BPA can actually leach from the plastic baby bottles, especially if you heat it or you pour the milk in or formula in and then you pop it in the microwave and you heat it, you're going to leach some of the BPA in there. And then in 2007, that's this year, a 38-member panel that was sponsored by NIH and the Environmental Protection Agency published a consensus statement. And it's pretty powerful, and this was in the Journal of Reproductive Toxicology. And it stated that BPA has become a chemical of high concern. So you can see how it has gone from 1905 to 2007. And it's, as I said, it's used in the plastic baby bottles and the sippy cups. And studies show that low doses in lab animals can cause neural and behavioral effects, obesity, decreased fertility, and some cancers. So there is a significant concern, and you can play it safe. How do you do that? Breastfeed as long as possible. Don't heat bottles with liquid in them, or put warm liquid in the bottle. heat leaches the BPA from the bottle and it gets into the formula or the water, whatever you've got in the bottle. Throw out bottles that are scratched or cloudy. They are most likely to cause the problems. Now, aging causes more BPA release into the liquid in the bottle. So just toss them out if you're using them. Better yet, buy glass bottles. And this, it is tough to find glass bottles for babies without ordering them online. The old-fashioned glass bottles are the best solution there is. You just have to go out of your way to get it. Now, manufacturers are marketing BPA-free bottles. Those manufacturers are Born Free and Sassy Baby. Those are two of them. One is called Thermos. And Love and Care make a BPA-free sippy cup. So it's not just the bottles, it's the sippy cups. You can also find out more about this issue by going on to the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. It's real important to pay attention to this one for all of you parents, mothers that are pregnant, grandmothers. All of us know babies if we don't have them in our family, and it's important to pass the information along. And you might as well get safe and avoid it. There are safe alternatives. Even if something hasn't been banned, this is on its way to being banned, just like nitrites were in baby bottle nipples for all those years. And it's very important there are other alternatives. I ordered my baby bottle nipples from Germany because they didn't have any of the nitrites at that time in the bottle, the nipples in Europe. So my kids owe me. Now, I wanted to bring up something else on magnesium. If you're interested in a magnesium supplement, the Village Green Apothecary carries a wide variety, and they have two Pathways products. Pathways is Village Green's own products, and they have research and development and putting these supplements together. They're pure, they're clean, they're easy to take. They have two forms I'm particularly fond of. One is called TriMag, and it's just three forms of magnesium. It's 100 milligrams a tablet, and it's very easy to take. And it's very well absorbed and utilized. We don't want to take magnesium that's going to end up causing gas or indigestion or diarrhea. And the way they've got this put together is excellent. And magnesium helps with energy manufacture, especially the TriMag. They also have a magnesium citrate powder they call Tranquility. And this is a good way for children to take magnesium. It's very calming. Some take it at bedtime in their pre-bedtime drink before they brush their teeth. And they can also take it during the day. It's exactly what we use for the children who suffer from constipation and are put on laxatives. You can adjust how much you use. You can put it in a little dilute juice. It can be put in anything, a little bit of magnesium citrate. It dissolves very well. And its taste is easy to disguise. Actually, another way to disguise it is put it in V8 juice or V8 fusion or fruit juice, which is a vegetable fruit juice. So remember that magnesium can be your best friend if you're irritable, you're not sleeping well, you've got leg cramps, you have menstrual or hormonal problems, you're just depressed or fatigued. You get them, you get it in vegetables. But the supplements can help you out. And what we need is a couple hundred milligrams of magnesium a day. I also wanted to bring up some other side effects in medications. Hormone therapy, including oral contraceptives, can be very depleting to nutrients, especially to B vitamins, especially B6 and B12. And these are important in neurological function. Folic acid is also depleted, and folic is extremely important for pregnant women, and it prevents neurological damage in the fetus. Now, if someone's taking oral contraceptives long term, and many young women are on those pills from the time they're 15 until they're 30 or 35, the depletion is significant, and it increases the risk for birth defects unless you understand that you need to replace those. And diet is really insufficient at replacing these B vitamins when you have that kind of depletion. that's why it's important to take a good multiple that has B complex in it. You also lose magnesium and zinc when you take hormone replacement therapy and or oral contraceptives. And magnesium we talked about quite extensively, and its importance in hormone. And zinc is critical in fertility. It's critical in pregnancy health and in development. Zinc also not only affects the development of the baby, it affects sensory development, appetite, and is important in skin health. So we've finished with this segment. I hope you'll stay with us and come back after the break. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. Stay with us. Our lines are open, 301-984-2173.
Progressive Talk 1260. You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you ever known someone who fractured their hip? It's a common injury in older women and can be life-threatening. You can help prevent bone loss by taking Pathway Bone Guardian. It's a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxypatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention the show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well-nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the final segment this evening. I wanted to let you know about the compounding pharmacy services that Village Green provides. And some people are not aware that you can actually compound medications and nutrient supplements. Ron Keach is the pharmacist with Village Green, who is their compounding pharmacist, and he's been familiar with this for decades. He's happy to work with physicians and with licensed nutritionists. And I'm a licensed nutritionist and often find that I need to compound a few items for a patient, and rather than have them buy multiple bottles of supplements, I can write up a prescription for a compound and Ron can compound it from pure powders. These are assayed powders, and this is an FDA-approved mechanism these compounds do not have to be processed through the FDA as medications because they are already approved for utilization by pharmacies. And it's actually what real pharmacists always used to do. And that's what Village Green Apothecary is doing. So it works very well, especially for children or adults and for people who are sensitive to additives that may be in certain medications or supplements. So you might want to contact Ron Keach at Village Green, and it's 301-530-0800. They love to explain their services. You can also go online at myvillagegreen.com. Wanted to cover a little bit of some tidbits in the news. This was interesting, and it was recent. It's what kind of washing for your produce works best, and it was an interesting little study. They compared rinsing with cold water, scrubbing with a brush, washing with a vinegar solution, or scrubbing with an antibacterial soap. So they tried all three, and they were only doing this on apples and pears. This wasn't done on leafy vegetables. Now, it's done by the America's Test Kitchen, and it compared these methods. So after washing, scrubbing, soaking, etc., they took the bacterial samples and grew them out in petri dishes for 4 days to see what kind of bacterial growth they had. The results were this. Cold water removed 25% of the bacteria, and that's just rinsing under cold water. Scrubbing with a brush removed 85%, and that's just water and a scrub brush. Vinegar water removed 98% of the surface bacteria. That wasn't even using scrubbing. And that was almost as effective as scrubbing with an antibacterial soap, which I do not recommend. And this question of all this use of antibacterial soaps, not all bacteria are bad for us. And this idea that everything has to be sterile really works against us as humans. The bugs we have on our body and in our bodies are helpful to us. So the bottom line, for firm, smooth-skinned produce like the apples, pears, tomatoes, and carrots, spray vinegar water, and it's 3 parts water to 1 part distilled vinegar. That's 3 parts water to 1 part of distilled vinegar. I've also got some green tips from the Village Green, and please go online at myvillagegreen.com, and you can learn what you can do to help with your carbon footprint, reduce your carbon footprint, and you can purchase reusable forms of energy and renewable forms of energy, and this is something you can do through Village Green. So they've paired up, and they're happy to talk to you about that, and it's online. So let's give some ideas about what we can do. And how do you know that something is really green? Since green is in right now, a lot of products are claiming to be green. And there's a term called greenwashed, which means it's fake marketing techniques. And if something is labeled as green and comes in a wad of packaging, it's not green because the effort in packaging is to reduce the packaging. There's some quick and easy things you can do. You can carpool whenever you can. You can bike and walk, especially to local shops, restaurants, work, sports clubs. And you may have noticed that as new buildings are occurring, as cities are expanding, they're including multi-use. There's places to live, apartments and condos and businesses and shops, so that people don't have to drive a distance for